right. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Ron Jaworski Show. Oh, and as you can tell, we are coming to you live from the Seven Tap Tavern at the Downingtown Country Club. And what a beautiful, festive crowd we have with us this evening. Everyone dressed so nicely for the holidays. Even you guys got dressed up tonight. Congratulations, sir. Joan must have told you to get dressed tonight. You look good, guys. Way to go. Great to have you with us. And the Ron Jaworski Show is presented by Burns Honda. Visit them today. Hey, my buddy Jim McCormick will take great care of you at burnshonda.com. Want to thank Xfinity. Xfinity X1 will change the way you experience TV. Track live scores right on your TV and easily switch between games with the sports app. And, of course, Bradford White Water Heaters. Nick Jaffray, he always gets it right. Big Nick, always involved in something. A little disappointing our Eagles right now like everybody else. But at Bradford White Water Heaters, American-made, American-owned, and built to be the very, very best. If you want to join me here on the Ron Jaworski Show, along with my dear friend and teammate, Bill Berge. He's going to be joining me in a couple minutes. He's waffling down some fish tacos right now and rinsing them down with a couple cold draft beers. He'll be joining me in just a couple minutes. If you want to join us, 610-632-0975. That's the Ron Jaworski Show here on the Fanatic, 610-632-0975. All right, well, we know it was disappointing once again on Sunday, a tough 27-22 loss to the Washington Redskins. And it was probably the first time all season that I felt really disappointed in the Eagles right now. And I know the score was close, the effort was there, had a chance to win it. But I'm watching this team now over the last 4 weeks and becoming concerned about the future. We knew that there would be a new coaching staff assembled, a lot of new players on this team. I would say I believe the first half of the season would be one of those types of half seasons where you're going to probe and test and see what you have and then crank it up the second half. Well, kind of the opposite has happened. The Eagles started out fast, struggled, and now over the last four games, 0-4. And as I break down teams, I study every team, not only the Eagles, around the NFL, I like to break down their last four games. And I'm going to have Berge join me in a couple minutes. We'll talk about the Eagles' defense, but I'll stick to the offense right now and some things that are alarming to me from the Eagles' offensive perspective. And they show up in a statistic profile of the Eagles' offense. There are, over the last 4 weeks, four teams in the league that are 0-4 over that time frame. You're not going to be happy when you hear the other three. We know the Eagles are 0-4. The other three, the Cleveland Browns, the St. Louis Rams, and the Jacksonville Jaguars, all 0-4. So we're talking about an Eagles team in the mix of the Browns, the Rams, and the Jaguars over the last four games. That is not good. When you look at the production offensively over the last four games, the Eagles have averaged 4.68 yards per play. That ranks 29th in the NFL. The only three teams below the Eagles, the Jaguars, the Rams, and the Browns. That's the only group of teams the Eagles right now, the last four games, are better than. 14.5 points per game offensively will not get it done over the last four games. And there are some redeeming qualities. Over the last four, the third down conversion, 45%. That is very good. Red zone efficiency is about 67%. That's good. But overall, concerned about the play of the offense the last four games when you start talking about a grouping of the Eagles, the Jaguars, the Rams, and the Browns. So clearly, where I thought this team would be now ascending from a perspective of offensive play, they are descending. Now, what Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman and Doug Peterson have to figure out is why. Why is this team struggling like they are at this point? Can it be no identity? Can it be injuries? Can it be lack of talent? Can it be an inconsistent running game? Can it be all the problems in the offensive line? Well, they have to figure that out, and they've got 3 games to figure it out. This entire Eagle organization front office has 3 weeks to figure out their identity and what kind of team they're going to have moving forward, or else we're going to be talking about this Eagles team in the same context, and it's horrible to even think this way, the Browns, the Rams, and the Jaguars. But after the way they've played the last 4 weeks, that's what you're talking about, folks. That is alarming. Now, some of the concerns I have as well from an offensive perspective. The last 4 games, 205 dropbacks by Carson Wentz. Folks, that's 4 games. 205. That is the most in the National Football League. You're asking a rookie quarterback that missed the preseason out of North Dakota State University in Fargo, North Dakota, to drop back 205 times over the last 4 games. You're asking for trouble. His game must be managed. He's been sacked, hit, or thrown under duress 61 times of those 205. This is from my tape study. Hit, under duress, or sacked. That is the third most in the National Football League over the last 4 games. Pressured, almost 30% of those drops. Blitzed. This is an alarming number as well. I got a lot of numbers. You look at all this tape, you get numbers. Of those 205 dropbacks, he's been blitzed 55 times the last 4 games, more than any quarterback in the NFL. Been sacked 11 times, sixth most in the NFL last 4 games. And averaging only 5.85 yards last 4 games, 29th in the NFL. Those things need to be corrected. The Eagles need to find an identity. What are they going to be? A short, quick passing game, a deep passing game, a power running team, a stretch running team. They have to determine if they want balance on offense or they want to throw the ball 50 times a game. Those things are what the Eagles must figure out over the next 3 weeks. And if you want to reach me here with your comments on the Ron Jaworski Show, 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. And boy, those are interesting statistics when you look at this football team right now and where are they going. Corrections have to be made. And speaking of the offense, who can you trust right now? Well, you obviously can't trust Lane Johnson anymore. He'll be back playing shortly. Can you trust Brandon Brooks week to week? Don't know how he's going to wake up on Sunday or Monday morning. Missed 2 of the last 3 games with an illness. Can't trust those 2 guys right now. Can you trust the wide receivers? No. Can you trust our running game? No. Can you trust the quarterback? Probably yes. Kind of interesting when you think of the guy you could probably trust the most right now. Well, outside of Jason Peters and guys like that, you know, they show up every week. We got Ertz showing up. We had Celek, who's been solid all season long. But who are the guys that Jeffrey Lurie, Howie Roseman, and Doug Peterson, when they evaluate this team in the offseason, who can they trust to show up and give maximum effort every single week? Who can they trust? Man, you know what? That's a tough one to answer. I know you as fans out there, that's a tough one to answer. You watch these games. You live, you die with this football team. You shouldn't have to have the coach calling people out, and then you get maximum effort. When you put on that Eagle helmet, that Eagle jersey, you are committed to giving maximum effort for yourself and your teammates, your organization, and the fans. It shouldn't take a calling out by the coach to get you ready to play. So from that perspective, the Eagles better figure out who they can trust, what their identity wants to be. Who's going to put on that Eagle helmet next year? Who are the guys that the Eagles organization knows week in and week out they can get that maximum effort? Now, since I've now addressed the offense of the Eagles, I'm going to have my former teammate, Bill Berge, join me. And, Bill, we're going to talk a little Eagles defense. Bill Berge joining us here on the Ron Jaworski Show, affectionately known as Bubba. He was a 4-time Pro Bowler, Player of the Year, Eagles Hall of Fame, Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame, second round pick of the Cincinnati Bengals, and at one point traded to the Philadelphia Eagles, and I think Bill probably maybe the highest paid player in the National Football League at that time, close to it. I know Leonard Toews forked over a lot of cash to get you, but good to have you with us. Good to have you here at Seven Tap Tavern, the Downingtown Country Club. Obviously, you brought a big fan club with you. The place is mobbed. Big Bill Berge fans out here.
Well, I'll tell you what. Ever since you took over this place, it has done nothing but go uphill. The food is fantastic. I just had one of the greatest meals, and obviously, I like food. And I know that your course is playing real good, and you've really upgraded this place. And
well, Bill, you will be invited. You will be invited back for those fish tacos. You know, we'll make sure that you can join us anytime.
Okay, that sounds great,
Bill. I spoke about this Eagle offense, and if you want to join me, Ron Jaworski, along with Bill Berge, 610-632-0975 here on the Fanatic, 610-632-0975. Bill, I just talked about the numbers, and you know when we played, you were evaluated literally on your last four games because the game, there's always change in personnel. Mm-hmm. There's a turnover in personnel. Game plans change from week to week, and this Eagles offense right now, pretty much ranked number 29 in the NFL in yards per play. And I said I would wait for a Bill Berge to come up here before I talked about this Eagle defense. And it's kind of alarming, quite honestly. And when I talked about the Eagles at 0-4 over their last four games, and you talk about being in the same conversation as the Browns, the Rams, and the Jaguars at 0-4 over the last four, that's not good with only three games left. Over the last four games, this Eagle defense has given up 6.55 yards per play.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. It's the worst in the NFL, mm-hmm. by the way. 32nd, 6.55 yards per play. That's not going to get it done. Giving up on a defensive perspective, 28 points a game. The numbers are literally out of control for this defense. Ranked 32nd in the National Football League in yards per play. Now, as I talked about the offense, three games left. What does Jeffrey Lurie, Howie Roseman, and Doug Peterson need to look at in these next three to get ready for next year?
Well, believe it or not, I know that our defensive backs are struggling right now, and our linebackers aren't playing that good of football. But, you know, you've heard this saying, and I believe so much in it, and Paul Brown would say it all the time. It all starts up front. If the defensive linemen can't do their job, can the linebackers do their job? How can the cornerbacks do their job? And, you know, Fletcher Cox, a great athlete, when I see him in a football game between Green Bay and Cincinnati, and he has one tackle, two assists, and no quarterback hurries, that's got to be a problem right there. So back when you and I played, we had to be accountable for everything that we did. And if we didn't play top-notch football every single week, Dick Vermeil was right down our throats like you can't believe. And I know that you took a lot of guff. I took a lot of guff. And that was just the way it was going to be. But, right now I think there's a lot of missing pieces with the Philadelphia Eagles. And I hate to use this term.
But you were one of the, while you're talking about your defensive line, you know, you were one of those guys, you love to run. So it was incumbent upon the defensive line to take on the double teams, hold those
absolutely,
and you could run and make blocks. So why aren't – do you think they're doing that, or are these linebackers not making plays?
Well, I think it's a combination of both. I think our linebackers are just okay, but you've got to have a guy that just wants to outperform his contract, his body, his everything, and – just give it his very best shot. But I think you've got to have the hosses up front. And right now, I don't think that we have guys that are playing real good. You know, it's just like Lane Johnson on the offensive side. And it's the same thing. You know, if the offensive linemen don't do their job, running backs, wide receivers can't do their job, the quarterback can't do his. Lane Johnson has absolutely, what he did was appalling. We've had five right tackles playing this year, and you know, when you don't have that continuity and that togetherness, you're going to be in an awful lot of trouble.
Bill, you couldn't have said any better. The residue of the Lane Johnson PED suspension was on display late in the game against the Redskins with Matt Tobin. And Matt Tobin shouldn't be even put in that position, the fourth string tackle, in a position with no help and the game on the line against Ryan Kerrigan. You're asking for trouble.
Yeah.
You're asking for that kind of trouble.
You almost want to say, well, the Philadelphia Eagles, where are they right now? They're probably about 1 year away from being about 3 years away.
Yeah, well, that's not good.
Yeah.
That's not good for this fan base. And there's a lane. And I start out talking, Bill, about who can you trust on this team now. Yeah. Obviously, you can't trust Lane Johnson. You know, I mean, the next time he comes back and he gets caught again,
it's about two years.
Goodbye. So how can you invest in him when he doesn't invest in himself and gets suspended? Brooks. Bill, how can you now have
given
this?
He's got a bellyache.
Well, I got a bellyache, too. I have to play with you for about 7 years. I'm still bellyaching.
But, so many people have said, well, where are the Eagles, really? All I know is the Dallas Cowboys, the New York Giants, and the Washington Redskins have all won multiple Super Bowls. We haven't won diddly squat. And, time is kind of running out, and I wish that we would make something happen pretty quick. I remember flying back from Jacksonville with you, and you were so distraught about the way Andy Reid called those plays at the end of the game and what a poor job he did with his clock management and all of that. I have said so many times, Ron, and tell me if I'm wrong, and I probably am, football is really a pretty easy game that is made so complicated by coaches that it just drives me crazy.
Yeah, well, I made those comments, but to reiterate, the way that Super Bowl was managed in Jacksonville, Bill Belichick, NFL Films captured a great shot, with their sound cameras of Bill Belichick saying, "The Eagles are running this like they're ahead in the game." That's coming from the head coach, so it's obvious. He felt they mismanaged the clock. And since I got here, Bill, let's go to some callers. We got a lot of people on the line. And let's go to Bob over in South Jersey. And, Bob, what do you have for us here on the Ron Jaworski Show with Bubba himself, Bill Berge?
Hey, Charles, great to talk to you. A great show, as usual.
Thank you, sir.
I wanted to defend Doug Peterson in a way. And what I mean when I say that is that I'm not an advocate for Doug Peterson, quite frankly, not sure that he's the right guy for the team. So, in fact, I would take the opposite stance and say that I probably wouldn't have chosen him as a head coach. But my thought is this. I'm outside of him obviously being in the position he is, I'm not quite sure, and follow me on this, what he's done wrong other than maybe apply for a head coaching job and maybe sell himself at an interview for a little bit more than he was. I mean, there was a head coaching vacancy. I don't know what the process is in the NFL, but let's just say he puts an application in, he gets called for an interview, he goes and interviews, accepts the job offer. My issue is with Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie, quite honestly. I don't know who his committee is or his group of people or how it works, but somewhere in the offseason, they sat down, they had meetings, they probably had several meetings. And Ron, I mean, they looked at this current roster and they picked Doug Peterson, and they thought that this was going to work. I mean, that's honestly what took place in a room somewhere.
Hey, Bob, I think you looked at it this way. I really believe Jeffrey Lurie, now that I understand how this played out, Jeffrey Lurie, Howie Roseman knew this was going to be a process. I think they knew this was a bad roster, and it was some fool's gold early in the season when the Eagles jumped out 3-0. And now we're seeing this roster. It was a bad roster. Then there were some unfortunate injuries. There was a PED suspension. There were some things that were out of, say, their control that hurt this football team. But what, as I said when I started the show, Bob, was I was disappointed because I thought this would be the part of the season where the Eagles would be ascending, and they're going the wrong way. And that's the part that bothers me. And I think Doug will be a fine coach eventually, an outstanding coach. I think he assembled a really good coaching staff, and no one knows better than Bill Berge how important coordinators and assistant coaches are. It's a good group. I'm just disappointed, but I haven't lost faith in this group.
I haven't either, Ron, and I want to tell you, I think Doug Peterson, the first year that Andy Reid was here, I think he was 5-11. And Doug Peterson comes from that Andy Reid tree football coaches. And, you know, I think we've got to be a little bit patient with this guy. I think he's going to be okay down the road somewheres. I guess that committee of football players kind of resented him calling some of his players out. But, hey, he had every right in the world to do it. Hey, I remember Vermeil getting on your head. He got on my head. I mean,
when? That never happened.
He always
that never happened,
on me.
Bubba. Yeah. You got amnesia.
But I want to tell you, I'm not going to give Doug Peterson all of the time in the world. But I think he is a good coach, and I think the players do like the guy.
Bill, I agree with that. But you know, there's a fine line. In public, you praise. In private, you scold. That when you cross that line.
Oh, that's a good player, one. I've never heard of that.
Well, you should have been listening to Vermeil a lot more instead of in there with Marion Campbell in the defensive meetings. But, Bill, good to have you on the show because you always enlightened me to what was going on the defensive side because I never knew what you guys are doing. Ron Jaworski here to tell you that Burns Honda has fantastic deals on remaining 2016 CRVs, KBB Best Buy of the Year winner, and best-selling SUV in America. Get a CRV SE for just $209 a month. That's right, folks, $209 a month. And it's packed with features like all-wheel drive, Bluetooth, and rear-view camera. So get over to Burns right now, right 73, Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey, before the 2016 CRVs are all gone. We'll be back with more from the 7 Tap Tavern at the Downingtown Country Club with my very special guest, Bill Bubba Berge. Don't miss it.
Yes, guys, that's right. Week 15 in the NFL starts tomorrow with Thursday Night Football, and it's a no-brainer. Seattle over Los Angeles. It's time to go to mybookie.net. Take Seattle. It's the lock of the week. You've heard me say it all season long. If you like getting in on the action, placing your picks, and winning big, then you got to go to MyBookie. There's always action going on at MyBookie. For you to get in and place your picks this weekend, you got to go to MyBookie. And I'd advise you to take a red-hot Green Bay team over Chicago. And you got to go with Atlanta at home over San Francisco. That's another no-brainer. Who do you like this weekend? If you got the winners picked out, then you need to go to MyBookie. Place your picks and start winning big. Don't let this week go by without making your picks at MyBookie. I'm telling you, sign up now at MyBookie, the industry-leading website. Don't waste your picks just thinking about it. Don't just write them down and forget about them. Join MyBookie right now and get in on the action. Why would you go anywhere else? Call 1-844-900-2387. That's 1-844-900-2387. Or go online at MyBookie to open up your account. Go to MyBookie, use promo code Matt. That's promo code Matt. Sign up and start winning big today, only at MyBookie.
If you're thinking about getting engaged this holiday, make your first stop Family & Company Jewelers in Marlton. They're Delaware Valley's largest diamond destination with an amazing selection that's guaranteed to put you on her nice list this year. Not ready to pop the question? Not to worry. They have a great selection of earrings, necklaces, and other jewelry available, so you can get all your holiday shopping in one trip. Check out some samples online at familyjewelers.com or go visit their showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey. Family & Company Jewelers.
Ron Jaworski here to invite you to come out and experience all we have to offer at my signature golf courses. We aim to create memorable experiences for everyone. From phenomenal river views to the natural beauty of the Pinelands, you will appreciate the condition of all our golf courses. You will embrace the challenge. You will marvel at the views. You will enjoy it when you're here. I love it. You'll love it too. Visit RonJaworskiGolf.com.
Dear pesky blackheads, you disgust me. You're ugly, dirty, and just plain nasty. Enough is enough. Meet my Biore Deep Cleansing Charcoal Pore Strip. This drip, with natural charcoal, will pluck you out. Oil too. Sayonara, blackheads. See ya on the Biore Strip side. Sincerely, Finally Clean Pores. Love charcoal? Also try Biore Baking Soda Cleansing Scrub for an exfoliating deep clean. Biore. Free your pores.
Gentlemen, it's time to find her the perfect gift at JCPenney. Come early to beat the rush. Doors open at 9 a.m. on Thursday and Friday and 8 a.m. on Saturday. Starting Thursday for 3 days only. Get an extra 25% off fine jewelry with prices already 40 to 60% off. Plus, rewards members can get select diamond earrings for just $25 with a $25 purchase store-wide. Getting the perfect gift on her list, that's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Store hours may vary if prohibited by law. Call 1215-1217. Check jcp.com or your Thursday newspaper for coupon and details. Hey, this is Chris Hardwick. The Xfinity X1 Challenge is back on the road. And this time, we're asking people how they watch Netflix.
On a tablet.
Laptops.
Then we told them that Netflix original TV shows and movies are now available directly on Xfinity X1, right on the big screen.
Netflix is available on Xfinity?
That is cool.
And with the X1 voice remote, they can even find all their Netflix favorites faster and easier.
Find House of Cards. Yeah. Done and done.
If you love Netflix, you will love watching Netflix on Xfinity X1. Take the Xfinity X1 Challenge and see for yourself.
Now until December 21st, new customers can get a limited time offer on Xfinity TV and internet from Comcast for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to add X1 DVR service free for 1 year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Netflix streaming membership required.
O'Reilly. Looking for the perfect gift this holiday season? Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. We have great gift ideas to fit every budget. Have someone hard to buy for? Try an O'Reilly gift card. They're available for any amount and can be used at any O'Reilly Auto Parts store or online at O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 4.125%. APR, 4.82%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 33.
When we say Conkerville cares, we care about you and the local community. This month, when you buy a new Subaru during the Subaru Share the Love event, Subaru will donate $250 to a charity that you choose. It's all part of our commitment to our community. Shop Conkerville Subaru 24/7 at ConkervilleSubaru.com. Conkerville Subaru is home of the Lifetime Powertrain Warranty. Subaru will donate $250 to purchaser lessee selected national and hometown charities. See retailer or Subaru.com for details.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back. The Ron Jaworski Show coming to you live from the 7 Tap Tavern at the Downey Town Country Club. Very festive crowd on hand. My special guest, Bill Berge. We have the Philadelphia Soulmates walking around the room. I guess they're giving out soul tickets. I don't know. They're having a good old time with all the guys at the bar. I better keep an eye on them.
And by the way, congratulations on that soul team last year.
Thank you, Bubba.
You guys were absolutely awesome. And I'll bet you, I'm going to tell you something you don't know.
Uh-oh.
I watch every single one of those games, and I really get into it.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, you and your team, they do a great job.
Appreciate it, Bubba.
But there was no question about that last game. You kicked butt unbelievably.
I love to hear that from Bubba. Yeah, yeah. That's why we play the game, to kick some butt, Bubba. Nice to bring a world championship to our great city. And, hey, it's starting to happen. The Flyers on a roll. The Sixers beginning to grow.
Flyers are going for number 10
tonight.
Number 10.
The great thing is, you know, I get hockey guys on the show, too, now. You know,
really?
I don't mess around now. No,
wow.
We don't mess around. We cover it all right here. And, by the way, tonight's game, Embiid and Okafor, the first time together. Think of that. Think of that, Bubba. Mm-hmm. You got to watch that one tonight coming up after the Ron Jaworski Show. We'll turn it over to the guys breaking down those Sixers. We do have a number of people on the call, Bubba, so I'm going to go right to
those
great Bubba fans that are out there in the area. Let's go to Fox out in Narberth. Fox, what do you have for Bill Berge? Ron Jaworski here on the Ron Jaworski Show.
Hey, Ron and Bill. How are you guys doing tonight?
Terrific.
Doing good.
I'm a little concerned from the standpoint of, I think Carson Wentz may be getting overcoached. And by that, I mean, you got a head coach that's a former quarterback. You have an offensive coordinator that's a former quarterback. You've got a quarterback's coach And I think they're trying to dumb it down so much because they realize they don't have the personnel. I mean, he's on track right now to throw the most pass attempts of any quarterback in Eagles history, let alone a rookie doing it. And I think it's coming from them trying to walk softly with him, but they're kind of pushing him out the door. How do you guys feel about that?
Hey, this is all Ron. This has nothing to do with me. Hey, I don't have a clue.
But I could tell you what Bill was thinking when he played against young rookie quarterbacks. He would salivate. You know, you have to temper down the game plan, and I think they probably are giving him too much. I started the show talking about the last four games. 206 dropbacks? I mean, are you kidding me? That's far too many. That's, 205 dropbacks. You're asking you got a dropback over 50 times a game. That's putting a lot on a young quarterback's plate. And the other thing, Bill, I talked about it last week, and maybe you can maybe break this down to what it means to a defense. He's in the shotgun most of the time, the shotgun formation. And I've always believed, you know, particularly young quarterbacks, under center gives you a better running game, a play-action game, and a movement game, those boots and waggles to get on the edge. And when you look at Carson Wentz, he's produced a lot better when he's been under center. I mean, his when he's been under center, his completion percentage is 70%. 70, it's huge. His yards per attempt, 8.64. Two touchdowns, one interception. A quarterback rating of almost 100. His overall quarterback rating is not that good. It's I don't have it in front of me, but it's just, you know, not as good as it is when he's under center. So they use him far too much in the shotgun. Yeah, his passer rating is 77.8. Completion and completion only 62.
Let me ask you this. If he's a rookie now, his season out at North Dakota State would be pretty much over now. Do you think he's playing?
No, not at North Dakota State. They're still playing.
Well, I understand that, but they're not playing every single week.
Yep.
And, I just don't know if they're asking him to do really way, way too much or not. And, I think with the offensive linemen in such shambles, I think, and when he says he's wired to win, you know something, I really believe that. And then when you're really wired to win, just like you, you want to do it all. Hey, if they're not going to do it, I'm going to step up my own game and do it, and I think that's hurting him a little bit,
Ron. You know, Bill, I like that statement, wired to win. And, in fact, you know, a couple weeks ago we were on the sideline as Eagle Hall of Famers for this welcoming in Merrill Reese and Jeremiah Trotter to the Hall of Fame. And being on that sideline and watching Carson Wentz actually out on the field, talking to him pregame, and then watching him work that sideline, this is a fierce competitor. He is a focused guy, and I agree with you. He is wired to win. Now, he's the quarterback. He's going to need some surrounding characters around him to help, but I think this guy is wired to win. I'm going to use that statement, Bubba.
Okay.
You like that? All right, let's go to Rob, who's out in Wayne, and he's got some comments on Doug Peterson. What do you have for us, Rob?
Hi. How you guys doing?
Terrific.
I guess I'm not really understanding the blind love and trust in Doug. I know you guys have both played. I know you had a stake in, not necessarily stake, but I know you were involved in some of the coaching decision this offseason. What exactly is there to like about Doug? I mean, I have eyes too. I don't see anything too promising. I mean, he's cost them a few games single-handedly this year. And I guess my question's twofold, and then I'll drop off. But one, when is it too early to pull the plug on Doug? I'm mostly worried that Carson's going to be slightly ruined from this whole, lack of stability. And two, I hear you on the roster, but at the same time, Andy had the same roster problems when he went 5-11. But there wasn't coaching decisions where I just went, wow, this guy's an idiot. So I don't know. I guess explain to me exactly what the love for Doug is all about and why we should continue to be patient.
Well, I think everyone understood that this was going to be a process, that this was a team that was going through a rebuilding process. And, you know, ownership in the NFL never says that because, you know, they don't want to their fan base to think that it's 2 or 3 years down the road before right. We win. So they always create that sense of urgency. Right or wrong, that's just the way it is. So we go out and buy our season tickets and get all, you know, jazzed up about the Eagles going to win it, and they go 3-0, and we got them in Houston for the Super Bowl. it was fool's gold. This team was not that good, compounded by injuries, PED suspensions, bad drafts, and a number of other things, and the Chip Kelly factor, even releasing players that could be helping this team right now. So I think Doug is the guy that needed to be the guy front and center to rebuild the roster. And now we're going to find out with Doug Peterson moving forward, the Joe Douglas of the world in personnel, the Andy Wydell in personnel. Now these the guys in the offseason have to wear this hat, because I'm being blatantly honest. This is not a very good roster right now, and they have a long way to go. Hey, we can find isolated instances, the Pittsburgh game, the Minnesota game, were great team games. But when you look at a team over a 16-game schedule, this roster has a lot of holes in it. Now the question, I know, Rob, where you think, okay, can Doug do that? Well, I can't say yes or no. We're going to find out, though. But I think I was involved in the selection of Doug Peterson. Interviewed a lot of coaches. Everyone felt he'd be the guy that could get to the promised land. And in this business, you know, there have been a lot of coaches who won Super Bowls that got fired their first job. Fired their first job. And not successful, but fired their first job. I still believe in Doug Peterson. Eventually, he'll be a terrific coach.
And you know something, Ron? I agree with that, too. And, you know, people, nobody in Philadelphia, in the Delaware Valley, want to be patient. That's just the way it is. The recipe to winning in the NFL, and you know it as well as I, you got to win all of the games you're supposed to win. When you have Dallas on the hooks, you got to win that game. And then, you know what? You've got to steal a game here or there. And at the end of the season, you get a little bit hot. Ron, the year that you and I went to the Super Bowl, we probably weren't in the top 10 as far as talent goes in the NFL. But guess what? We all loved each other. We played for Dick Vermeil real hard. And the bottom line, I don't think anybody had as much as a hangnail. And we got there. Unfortunately, we came up a little bit short. But, you know, I think Doug Peterson, you got to give him a little time. I mean, where was everybody when he was 3-0 and he was better than any ice cream cone you could possibly have? And everybody was having him ready for Canton and all of that good stuff. He is going to be fine, and I think he will learn from the mistakes that he is making.
I'm still a bit upset you said we didn't have top 10 talent on our Super Bowl.
Well, we didn't.
I think you're out of your mind. Well, we'll get Dick Vermeil the next show when we're out
okay.
here. Man. So you bought into that stuff that it was coaching. Players win games, Bubba. Players win games. You got to have talent. This team has a lack of overall talent. But you know this, too. When you talk about our Super Bowl team, the best players did play their best football. And that's the key. On this roster right now, the best players are not playing the best football.
Yeah. But I will tell you that coaches will make players better players before real good players make coaches better coaches. And I do believe that.
Right.
I believe in coaches.
All right. How about system, Bill? From a defensive perspective, you know, you play with a lot of great coaches, and you watch Jim Schwartz and this, you know, wide nine, which, by the way, a lot of teams play it around the NFL, but it's somewhat tied to Jim Washburn and Jim Schwartz, and, you know, because they're the guys that, I don't want to say invented it, but used it the most. And did you ever play in a wide nine system?
I have not, but I did have a long talk with Jim Schwartz at the Eagles facility one night, and we talked about theory and philosophy. And I told him some of the things we did back when we were playing with Marion Campbell. And, you know, he absolutely listened to me, took it all in, and he was kind of telling me his philosophy. I always said, besides the quarterback, who's the most important guy on that offensive unit, we had to take out the tight end. Marion Campbell wanted that guy absolutely knocked all over the place. He was not going to catch the ball. And then everything else kind of fit into place. And he thought that was really interesting because right now they just let the tight ends go scot-free.
Well, you can't touch them anywhere. You get hit with a hangnail. There, a flag is thrown.
Yeah.
And I want to ask you this, and I did mention a little bit earlier, the shotgun formation. I'm a big advocate for more Wentz under center. You as a linebacker, you know, you played against that infamous Dallas Cowboy shotgun formation. As a defensive player, what presented more problems to you, the shotgun or the quarterback under center?
You know, probably the shotgun did, but I will tell you one thing. The thing that I liked about our defense more than anything is when we went from the 4-3 defense, the 4-3, four defensive backs, to the 3-4 defense, and What that enabled us to do is when the offense would snap the ball, even if it was just a hike back to the quarterback, we would all be moving at one time. Now, the only weakness to this defense is you're only as strong as your weakest link. But if everybody is on the same page, that 3-4 defense is a lot of fun to play. So we don't give a dang who is under center or who is back in the shotgun.
Would you rather blitz or drop into coverage? A big common in Philadelphia right now, this Jim Schwartz defense doesn't blitz a lot. It's not the fabric of the wide nine. Mm-hmm. In fact, you know, most coaches that are involved with Jim's style of defense say, well, if you blitz and our defensive line is good enough, they get ticked off.
Well, they say if you live by the blitz, you're going to die by the blitz. I'd rather drop back and, you know, just pretty much play football.
Really?
Yes.
I thought you
Absolutely.
Would say, I want to get after the quarterback, man.
Well, yeah, you always want to get after the quarterback. Those guys have got the pretty face, and
yeah, you're
they
right.
make all
yeah,
of the
you're
big,
right. you're right.
they make
yeah.
all of the big bucks.
You're not right there.
Yeah.
All right, everyone, big round of applause for Bill Berge joining us here on the Ron Jaworski Show, the great Eagles Hall of Famer, Bubba himself. I want to thank everyone here at 7 Tap Tavern at the Downingtown Country Club for coming out. We got the lovely soulmates. You got Jason. We got everybody helping out, having a good time. Next week, we come to you live from the 7 Tap Tavern at the Ramblewood Country Club. And Louis Riddick will be my very special guest. We'll be having fun next Wednesday out at Ramblewood Country Club. Have a great week, everyone. Good night.